You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Proverbs 14 and verse 34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalts. Did you know that by living right, by living in righteousness, there is an exaltation that naturally comes to your life? It exalts you. You may not see that in the immediate. For example, people around you are compromising and they are making money and they seem to be doing well. You may ask yourself, what is the essence of righteousness? Look at Joseph. He was walking in righteousness. He refused to sleep with Potiphar's wife. I want to ask you, did righteousness exalt Joseph? After refusing to sleep with Potiphar's wife, was there an exaltation or a demotion? To us as human beings, it was a demotion. He was demoted. He was placed on death row in a prison. But you see, the end of his life was exaltation. But look at his elder brother, Reuben. He went to sleep with his father's wife. Nothing happened. He prospered. Reuben did well. He married. He had children. He was fruitful. Everything was going smoothly for Reuben. But look at it. In the end, when it matters the most, Reuben was cursed. The same Reuben came and bowed to Joseph. Brethren, righteousness exalts a nation. But look at what he said. But sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is not a respecter of persons. It does not matter who you are. Sin will bring you down. Irrespective of who you are, irrespective of how you have worked with God, it has no respect for gender. It has no respect for age. If you are a 65-year-old man, you are still doing adultery. You will see it. You will discover that sin is a reproach to any people. It has no respect for race. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. Any people. Sin is a reproach to any people. You know, I went to see a man who came back from the U.S. and just to spend some time in the country and go back to the U.S. And then while I was there, some of his friends who came back to the U.S. were also staying there. It was a big house. And this is what I noticed. You know, particularly one of his friends. The moment he arrived in Nigeria, a lady came to stay with him in that place. And the lady was with him until the day he was leaving. They were leaving back to the U.S. And you know, I'm very observant. And in my mind, I was saying, this man will think he's enjoying. He has a wife in the U.S. Now, just to spend 1 week or 2 weeks holiday in Nigeria, he needed another mistress to come and be sleeping with him. You see, sin is a reproach to any people. It will disgrace you. It will shame you. It will bring you down. The Bible said the way of the transgressor is hard. Don't think you can be smart with sin. You can't. I was explaining to someone recently. I said, the devil will encourage you to sin. He will tell you, sleep with him. What is it? God will forgive you. You will ask for forgiveness. Now, what the devil knows that you don't know is that you cannot by your power stop sinning. Once you go into sin, by your own power, you can't say, I will not do it again. I tell you, in 3 days' time, you will be looking for that sin. In 4 days' time, you will be looking for that sin. That's why people struggle with sin. It's because it is in their own power they've been trying to overcome sin. Nobody overcomes sin by his own power. So you will become trapped. Satan also did not tell you that sin hardens. So you won't be able to stop because your heart will become hardened. He also won't tell you that there is a temporary pleasure that comes with sin. So you are trapped. But when he wants to get you to sin, he will tell you it's no problem. You will ask for forgiveness. Everybody sins. Have you not sinned in the past? Why are you taking this thing like this? Just have some fun. It's not some fun, no. It's a trap that is being set for your soul. A trap is being set for your soul. Sin, brethren, is a reproach to any people. A man will leave his wife and then go and camp with another mistress and think he's living life. You know, and I tell men, particularly, you know, I see men in their old age leaving their wives to go and meet another woman. Even when you do it in a younger age, it's worse enough. But in old age, I said, when you are close to being called home, when you are close to end your journey on earth, instead of you to be begging God for mercy and say, Lord, help my life to count with you in eternity. That is the time you want to start adultery. Can you imagine? That's to tell you that Satan has concluded your matter, that you must perish. Why will you perish? What will you gain in adultery? Please tell me, what are you going to gain? What have you gained in adultery? What have you gained? What has anybody gained in adultery? What would you gain? Instead of you to be pleading with God and say, Lord, have mercy on me. A woman was going to die in the hospital, and that woman kept pleading. You know, nobody knew that she was going to die, but she just kept saying, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord. We didn't understand. Eventually, she died. Then we understood. This woman knew she was going to die. She was crying to God for mercy. You should be crying to God for mercy, but you are now starting adultery full time. May God have mercy on you. Please, I warn you, sin is a reproach to any people. It could be a pastor. It could be a choir master. It could be a choir mistress. It could be an elder. It could be a bishop. Sin has no respect for your title, neither for your mantle. It is a reproach to any people. I pray that you will repent today and accept our Lord Jesus Christ, who has even given us his own righteousness. So the righteousness that exalts a nation now is the righteousness of Jesus that is now freely given to us, such that we can live right the way Jesus lived on the face of the earth. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.